Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So he hosts a show on Wednesdays at Better Days in the Lower East Side. It's such a fun show. You got to see it. And he hosts the podcast Hope of the Hood. Give it up for Petey Diabro.
Yo, welcome back to the Hope of the Hood. It's your boy Petey, the host. I'm out here. It's Sunday afternoon. We're in the West Village, pretty much the epicenter of comedy. Just finished doing a 2 p.m. show, just so you know it's fucking real. We not some, you know, weekend warriors. We do this every day. At all times. Oh yeah, I forgot. We in these streets doing this interview, so you might hear some outside noises. You might hear some horns. You might hear a Chevy Stingray engine. You might hear that carburetor. A lot's been going on since you heard me last. If you heard me last week, you heard that I would be doing the Comedy Central taping on the following Tuesday. This is a Tuesday. This is a Sunday after that Tuesday. And let me just tell you, it was fire. Moms was there. Sister with the whole BX was there, man. You know what I'm saying? They made me proud. I felt like it, they made me proud that I made them proud. You know what I'm saying? It was like all of the years and everything, all of the efforts put into the, you know, it's like all of the years in the trenches. That was my, it like kind of made me have like that clear vision of like, yo, what the point I would like to prove in the world, at least in the comedy world, is like, if you give people a shot, sometimes that shit'll fucking work out. But yeah, so that was lit. As I'm at the show today, the 2 p.m. show, I run into my boy, longtime friend. I've known him since I started comedy, about 6 years. He's like one of the most multi-purpose dudes that I know. He's a comedian also. He owns two very dope restaurants, all vegan restaurants called the V-Spot. One is on St. Mark's. He'll give you the exact address in a second, but 12 St. Mark Place. And then what's the address for the other one?
156 Fifth Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, next to the Barclays.
Next to the Barclays, so you know there's money over there. Welcome my dude, Alex Carabano, everybody. How you feeling, my brother?
Very good. I just hit that fucking pen with a gold tip, and now I feel like I have a gold tip. I feel amazing.
It's been a while, dude. It's what do you got going on? You got the V-Spot still popping off. So I've never had avocado fries till I went there, and it changed my life. What you got popping off, my dude?
So, well, me not personally, but the restaurant itself, I used to do a show there. You did it. You've been around. You've been there. We had a nice back room. I met Jeff McBride, Tristan Smith, two dope dudes. Two guys who say shit and do shit, white people. And they came through, fixed up the back room. They're now running shows out of there. It's called Brick Spot. Now I'm getting up like crazy. I'm following Mark Norman, Sam Murrow, all these people, Will Sylvins, and I'm fucking learning the game to another level. I really enjoy it. Tonight's show is dope. And it's good seeing Petey. Congrats on Comedy Central.
So you're telling me, hold on, let's rewind a little bit. So you're telling me, not only do you have a unique restaurant, probably the only, I don't know if it's the only kind of it, the only type of its kind on the block.
No, there's a bunch of people biting off right now.
So there's only one place you're going to get that flavor, though. You know what I'm saying? Because my man is like the Colombian Bruce Wayne in these streets. You feel me? Tofu Mafia, man. When did you get into the restaurant business, my dude?
12 years ago, way before comedy. My brother had the idea. I was good with food and with graphics. I used to wait on tables. We did everything in that restaurant. Pushed through, had a little Colombian ways to stick by. And now we're here, 12 years, 3 years in the East Village. Come through V-Spot Organic. Thank you.
Yo, so you're vegan. When did you become a vegan? Were you always vegan?
I'm veganish, so I still fucks with cheese. Okay. I can't give up cheese. But
you were Bronx vegan, though.
Exactly, yes. yeah, but I've been vegan-ish for 10 years. I don't know. Whatever you... You know, like, labels, I just... The restaurant's vegan. Let's put it that way.
What made you stop eating pork sandwiches?
The squealing of the little baby cute pigs and Porky Pig. I felt bad. The next day, I went to have pernil. Yeah. And it's not that I thought it was... didn't taste good. I just started feeling bad about the animals. It all came... But now I'm starting to lose my hair. If it's for the animals and it's because of my veggie diet, I'm going to eat all the animals because I need to get my hair back.
So you said about 10 years... But you had the restaurant for 12 years.
Yeah, I used to eat meat when we first opened. I used to sneak chicharrón.
So you was a false prophet at the time when you opened up?
I was, exactly. I fucking would sneak chicharrón in the back room and shit, and I would, like, hide it. But then I started
getting... That's one of the most low-down, dirtiest meats of them all. That's like the heroin of meat.
That's pig love handle right there. Fried. But, so I used to do that. But then I got involved more at the restaurant. I was supposed to really... My brother had the idea. He was a vegan for a long time. So I was like... So at first, the first year or two, it was kind of more his thing, and I was sort of just there, and my father was helping us out with construction. Then I got into it. We became business partners. That's when it started to change. I'm the one who was like, yo, let's make it all Latin. It used to be just vegan with Latin hints. I was like, no, we got to salt bay it up with Latino fucking adobo. So everything became Latin.
Would you consider yourself the soy bay?
I am a soy bay. I have a Colombian chorizo, which is really a soy rizo. That's, you know, it's all soy-based, ladies. Yo soy buena gente. But so... That happened. Oh yeah. So then I got involved, became business partners. Then a couple years later, his fraternity brother, he went to college. I didn't.
What school he went to?
SUNY Albany.
Shout out to SUNY.
Yeah, and they were in Sigma Chi because I visited. I pretended I was gonna join the fraternity, and I used them for all their parties. It was fire. But then we got a third business partner. Now we're got a fourth business partner because we need help. All right, we need people to help us. But it's going good. You know what I mean? We're hustling, and now we got the comedy Speakeasy Comedy Club in the back. Just started. Come through, Petey, do a spot.
Oh, I'm there. Don't you ain't even got to ask me twice.
Let me say this. I am not the booker. I am the owner of the restaurant with our business partners, because I know comics right now are already typing at me. Hey, heard about your show. Hit up Jeff McBride, hip Tristan Smith. They are the owners of that back room, you can say, and they're the producers. They're killing it. Ask them. They'll get you up. Tell them you know me.
CEO, man. CEO. You and your bro, man. And I rock with your bro. You know what I'm saying? Good dude. Good. So you guys are CEOs, man, and you've been striving for 12 years. What's a tip or a tool that's helped you last this long?
First of all, you got to have a team, and you got to be humble. The shit I dealt with going up to customers as their waiter, even though I'm the co-owner, they fucking shit on you, the bullshit. You got to put the customer first. Make the people happy. It's similar to comedy. Be consistent. That's what I'm learning now about comedy. Like, be consistent. The word will travel. People will say, yo, that they saw you now at... For comedy, they see you at 5 different shows with totally different crowds. You did well each time. The world will travel. People come try your food. You make it consistently, universally good. The word will travel. Oh, and put drugs in the food. We make empanadas.
Empanadas. No, honestly, that's crazy you say that, because I recently ran into someone of the vegan lifestyle, and I was like, yo, woo, 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 because you know you got a stunt. I live vicariously through my friends that are making moves. So they're like, yo. I'm like, yo, my man, we own the restaurant. I said, we owned it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we own the spot. You might have heard of it. And they was like, come on, you late. I've been there. My cousin, actually. Yeah. My cousin, shout out to my cousin K, man. He was like, yo, I'm vegan or whatever. I'm like, I'm trying to put him on. Yo, you know me. And my man opened up a spot on St. Mark's a while back. I'm one of the partners. He's like, oh, you own that too? I was like, yeah, you know, we just moguls. So that's a fact, though. The deep V, and it's a deep V neck, and it just says spot next to it. You know what I'm saying? How long have you been doing comedy?
First got on stage 2010. First year or two, I fucking put in all the work. Intern, bark, open mics, all that.
So 18 joints right now.
Yeah, and then, so in 2010, and then 2-3 years later, the restaurant got real busy, so I kind of had to take a step back. And then now, about 2 years ago, I started putting in the work again, and then this past year, yo, I've never performed like this. I always see people get up every night. I'm like, what? I would get up once a week, once a month. Now I'm getting up every night, bro. And you get, like you said earlier, levels.
Let me ask you a deep question, man. What's the lowest point that you experienced in the restaurant business, and how did you overcome that point to stay around?
Oh, damn. Well, we'll admit to this because it's years ago. Years ago, we one time got shut down because somebody left the back door open. Because we hang out, we get drunk, we're cool people. We throw parties. But when you leave a back door open, critters are going to come in over the night. So when we came in the next day, we started cleaning, like, oh, fuck. And the inspectors walked in right there. And we were like, yo, like, sweeping up, like, fucking mouse shit. And they were like, you motherfuckers are getting shut down. And then I felt bad. The restaurant got shut down. It was just a really low moment. And then you feel like, it's almost like in comedy, like you had an opportunity and you just bombed. You know what I mean? And you go, oh, damn, am I even good? Like, what are we doing? Are we meant for this? But then people give a lot of support. Pay attention to people who are supporting you. Because you pay attention to people who are not supporting you. The fuck, you're never going to get anywhere. So you pay attention, and that gives you strength. You're like, you know what? Let me keep going. We push through. You know, we did our ways. We got around. Yeah. We got through like a free range. We joined the cage.
Was this the Brooklyn spot?
Yeah. Years ago, though. Years ago, guys. All right.
Yeah, that was mad years ago. You know what I'm saying? They figured it out. My man don't even drink no more. My man used to not put his business out there, but my man used to get saucier than ragu. You know what I'm saying? He was just out here. So how's that going for you? You gave up drinking. How's that? What's that about?
Honestly, if we're going to keep on the deep level, it's fucking dope. First of all, you're facing all your shit sober. So you're not like escaping for every little thing. Very good. I feel better. I lost my little gut. This look, I'm a little like I was having like a little fucking chorizo, and I feel good. And comedy's good too, because I'm watching my set and I'm in tune with the audience more. Where I thought I was before, it was because I was nervous and trying to escape. Now I'm like, oh, I see that. I can tell where they're at.
Now you're like, yo, I'm funny. So I just need the time to talk to you. You're not like, yo, this is not no, I ain't really got all of the special effects that you used to. I just got me. So you're either going to like this product or not.
Very true. Great way to put it. I'm just talking now, and it's just coming out, whatever you feel, because you're confident, like, I'm funny. I got my shit. And also, I've been going through the game and then performing a lot this past year. If you watch yourself, you see like, oh, I probably shouldn't do that. 9 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, 7, it's not, that's kind of funny where they're not loving it. So you stick to what you know and what's true.
All right, yo, thank you so much for talking to us, man. Coming to Hope of the Hood, coming to you live from Bleecker Street in the corner of Sullivan Street. Shout out to my man Jose, the Don. He's out here with the equipment. He had you know what I'm saying? He had the rifle stand, you know. That's just a mic stand for all you NRA people listening, you know, or anti-NRA. Thank you so much. You know what it is, man? You're going to catch that on Comedy Central Digital, you know what I'm saying? You can see your boy. You know, they get your boy a shot. My mom say, yo, man, you killed it, man. You crushed. Man, and you went first. I said, Ma, I just doing my job, yeah.
Thank you.
Then my sister said, you did all right. I was like, yo, hating ass, proud of me and shit. Look at that, yeah, that means I can. But no, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Hope of the Hood. Rate, subscribe, review. I feel like rate and review are the same thing, but whatever. I said it twice. Peace.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.